This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado Springs voters are being asked to weigh in on a citywide wildfire mitigation fund next month. The city wants to keep up to $20 million of revenue over the cap placed on it by the Taxpayers Bill of Rights, or TABOR. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin explains.
The goal here is to set up a program for wildfire mitigation and prevention citywide. That can include the physical removal of brush, as well as education and evacuation planning. And it could also extend to areas outside of city limits that could have a direct impact on the city, like partnering with the National Forest Service, for example. The city would create an advisory committee that would work with the Colorado Springs Fire Department to identify projects, and each year they could spend up to 5% of the balance of the fund.
KRCC's Andrea Chalfin. Critics of the Wildfire Mitigation Fund say not everyone in the city faces the same danger, but advocates say the economic impact of a large wildfire can affect the whole city. Ski resorts will have to rely increasingly on snowmaking because of climate change. That's according to a new study from Utah State University on how the changing climate impacts the ski industry in the neighboring state. But as lead author Emily Wilkins told KUER NPR Utah, climate change also hurts the ability to create snow.
The number of days where snowmaking is possible is declining. There are also other concerns with water availability that might be an issue in the future, that a lot of water is needed to make snow.
Wilkins says the research shows ski seasons of the future will likely be shorter and people may not hit the slopes until Thanksgiving or even Christmas. Coronavirus hospitalizations rose again Monday in Colorado. They're now up to 1,021. That's the highest figure since December 30th. This is CPR and KRCC.